This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Communities that rely on tourism are trying to squeeze what they still can out of a summer impacted by wildfires and smoke. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports.
Businesses in Leadville, a historic mining town in Colorado's mountains, had a tough July. It's typically the biggest tourism month, but the local economic development office estimates there are about 30% fewer visitors. That's because of the nearby Willow Fire, which started in late June and is still burning. Nancy Bailey says some people likely stayed away because of news of pre-evacuation notices and uncertainty about smoke. She owns Leadville Exchange, a high-end consignment store.
It went to zero. There was no one here. It was the weirdest thing to see the avenue empty on 4th of July.
With the fire now mostly contained, summer's last big events are on, like the Leadville 100 bike and running races and a historic festival when Bailey's hosting a fashion show with clothes from her shop. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
Immigration rights advocates held a rally at the state capitol Monday, calling for more transparency and action regarding a case of TB at the Aurora Immigration Detention Center. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Groups issued their own public health order demanding cooperation from ICE and a detention center contractor in investigating an active case of tuberculosis at the facility. Activist Andrea Loya, who leads Casa de Paz, says she hopes their rally prompts the state to do more.
The true form of solidarity is to actually issue a public health order.
She's heard from detainees there are more TB cases at the facility, something ICE has denied. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
More news at CPR.org and in the Colorado Public Radio app.